The Southern Coalfields are made up of 13 West Virginia counties that are home to some of the most remote, hard-to-reach communities in the state. In the last few years, the region has been especially hard hit by the ongoing opioid epidemic, compounded by the decline of the coal industry, thousands of black lung cases, and some of the deadliest flooding in the state's history. It was also really the birthplace of a teacher strike, which set off a chain reaction that spread across the entire country. To say the least, the region is home to some seriously resilient people, and that's according to both West Virginia's Department of Education and the National Guard, which are especially involved in the region's response to the coronavirus pandemic. While thousands of students are out of school, many counties within the region feel uniquely prepared to get kids meals. Here's Linda McKinney, who runs the McDowell County's Five Loaves and Two Fishes food pantry.
Well, let me tell you, this is McDowell County. We stay in a disaster mode every day. So, we are ready.
McKinney typically serves 1,200 people a month and expects that number to go up. She's had requests from 76 families in 2 days, which she says averages to about 500 people. To avoid large gatherings, she's having people pick up food by appointment only. But getting that food down to the region isn't necessarily easy with businesses shutting down and people being advised to stay home. This is where the National Guard comes in. Major Holly Nelson says they are collaborating with the Department of Education to streamline food distribution throughout the state, but especially southern West Virginia.
We are very rural in how our population lives. We have a lot of mountains that we have to deal with. There's connectivity issues, getting the word out of how to best push the information out to those who need it most.
The West Virginia Department of Education is also directly collaborating with staff in the coal fields to identify areas of high need. Executive Director of the Office of Child Nutrition, Amanda Harrison, says options like busing food to kids can be uniquely challenging in the southern region.
Late last week, our state experienced flooding in certain locations, and so we have to consider safety in terms of routes that are being taken.
But there are a lot of people providing food on a very local level, not in an official state-directed capacity. One such place is Spencer's Catering and Carryout, also in McDowell County. It's a mom and daughter owned business that's usually open Friday and Saturday. But this week, manager Ashley Spencer says they provided lunch and home food deliveries Monday and Tuesday. She says more than 50 kids came in to eat on Monday.
Their meals at school are the only meals they had, so I definitely wanted to make sure Monday we were ready to go, because they had the weekend and a lot of them didn't have food.
And in Boone County, Mick Fry, the Fountain of Life Worship's senior pastor, says they're providing a free hot lunch for kids and families, no questions asked.
Spaghetti, we got a string cheese, a little bit of yogurt, some carrots, and then also, you know, some ice cream, something like that, just something kids like.
The church has a bus ministry that provides free transportation to church service, and Fry says that's helping them reach out to families who they know need food right now. He says he's quite hopeful that kids will get fed in the southern coal fields.
You know, we know poverty, and people's always been willing to reach out, and even when times were rough, southern West Virginians have always known how to get through those things because we just come together and help each other.
So although coronavirus is a very new type of crisis to hit the region, many southern West Virginians are saying this is nothing new and that the resiliency of the communities will help see them through this pandemic. And maybe they can even be a model, again, for other communities throughout the country. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in the Southern Coalfields.